What's up, Larry? How you feel? How you feel?
You know, another day in paradise. I'm chilling. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's a little hot, a little sticky, but I feel good. So we are back, episode 2. Say what you feel. I am Miari, aka Ari.
Ooh, and I'm Larry. Just Larry.
Lair Bear. No.
Love word. Nah.
But today we feeling a little, you know, I feel like we want to talk about relationships, marriage, and, you know, today's world. And compared, I guess, back, you know, back in the day, the old school love, new school love type, you know, type shit. What's your thoughts on relationships? When you hear relationships, Larry, what do you think of?
Meeting your soulmate, being compatible with somebody, going through the difficult times, good times, still staying the same, you know, growing together, and just being that perfect match, you know. What do you think?
Relationship. I mean, I've been through some fucked up shit, but you know, my idea relationship. If I were to go to like to buildarelationship.com and I could build my own shit, I would want like straight fucking natural shit. Like, you know, I know it'd be like those relationships where, you know, somebody might not want to eat in front of you on the first date or, you know, pass gas or whatever, but I would want my partner, you know, my girlfriend, to be as natural, be herself, you know, as happy as she can be with me. I would never want to put myself back in a situation where somebody feel like they can't be themselves or they won't allow me to be myself. So I like building a foundation is very important to me because, I mean, a house can't stand without a foundation anyway, correct?
Right.
So I think foundation is very important in a relationship. It kind of sets the standards for things in a relationship. Especially, like, you know, me, I'm gay, so lesbian relationships is one hell of a thing.
you know what's funny about that? So yeah. You say you liking a girl is gay, but at this point in time, the way I think about it, anytime you talk about a dude being sexy or anything like that, I say that's gay for you.
Okay. I mean, so I know I played a masculine role in a relationship, but I ain't gonna lie, I give credit where it's due. I mean, if I see a fine dude, you know, a man that's attractive, gay. Okay. I'm gonna acknowledge it though.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Anything wrong with that. Okay, for people that. People that's listening, if y'all see a stud or y'all know a stud or a female that's masculine in a relationship and she acknowledge a good looking man, you know, let me know if that's a problem or not. Let me know. Because, I mean, I'm acknowledging a good looking man. But I'm not saying I'm going to get with one. I'm not saying I'm like, oh, I want to go, you know, have sex with him or anything. I'm just like, damn, that nigga, you know, got a nice face. That's it. You know, that's all. But we can get no topics.
Well, anyway, so but, what do you feel is a problem nowadays? Like, why is there so much, I guess, things going wrong with relationships these days? What would you say?
I think the biggest problem is communication. And I say that because communication is linked to everything. You know, people feel like it's weak to express how they feel. Me, I don't give a fuck. If you hurt my feelings, if I don't like something, I'm going to tell you. If I'm feeling insecure about something, I'm going to tell you, and I'm with the hopes that you would catch it. You know, like, you know, people are so afraid to look weak. You know, and I feel like if we communicate more about how we feel or what's our plans, what's your future, we know what's next for us. You know, I feel like, you know, like I said before, that's part of the foundation. I feel that it, a lot of relationships will, I'm not saying they'll all work out, but they have a better chance of standing.
Right, right. I definitely feel you on that. I mean, that was a big thing with me when starting my relationship with my wife, Cheyenne. I've always tried to keep it as real as possible for her. And, you know, those first first couple months to a year, you have to kind of prove yourself to the other person and make sure that they're comfortable with you. And I made sure that whatever I did, it was always straightforward. I always told her that she doesn't have to worry about me cheating, because I'm a big morale guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I always told her that no matter what, if things don't go right with us, I'll always stay true to myself and I will never cheat on you, you know. And I'll always be straightforward with you if I do feel feelings towards another person. Now, I never said that's going to be easy, but, you know, it's something that I would do. I would never disrespect somebody like that. And that's always been my basis with any relationship I've been in or anybody I was talking to. That's always what I would say first, you know. But yeah, communication is a big thing. And it's something that constantly grows with one another, you know. It's always going to be a challenge. You're going to have your
moments. It's comfort.
Yeah, yeah.
Comfort. You know, you build comfort with somebody. You know, they got to feel comfortable talking to you. But like what you said, what you and Shy, like you guys... You communicated that, even if it's some shit that people might not even want to hear, you know, you still communicate it. You know, hey, if I find feelings for somebody else, you know, I would tell you, or, you know, I promise you I won't cheat on you. Of course, you gotta, you know, put action, you gotta put the verb behind it, but right. You know, communication is a big thing in a relationship, and right. People don't have that skill set. Believe it or not, I feel like it's a skill set. You know, communication gets you everywhere. You know, when you go to the interview, you gotta communicate.
Yeah.
But my question, speaking of interview,
yeah.
What is a talking phase? What is a talking phase? So do you feel like when you're talking to somebody that it's okay to talk to somebody else?
For me personally, I've always been faithful in that phase too, with anybody. Once you guys both let each other know that you have interest in somebody, and that at that point, it should be just you and that person kind of building together, unless you have some other agreement, but it has to be communicated. Right, it always starts with communication. So once you express those feelings towards one another, that's when that talk phase starts. When it stops is when you guys, I don't know. I guess it just, from that point on, it's almost like a relationship at that moment. But that's just something for you and that person to decide. Just be straight up with one another.
Oh, I agree. I'm the same way. I'm usually, because I feel like, okay, what I'm talking to you for, I'm going to talk to, you know, two other females.
Right.
And for me to even say I'm talking to somebody means I have a certain like for you.
Right.
So, but people don't, oh no, this generation, I feel like I've been here before. I feel like, you know, my soul is from like the 60s to being one. But people don't see that. It's like, well, I'm doing the interview process. Bitch, I gave you my resume. Do you not understand what, you know, what I've been through already? I just showed you, you know, I just told you what I've been through, and you gonna still treat me like some old chicken? You feel me? Okay. Bet. You feel me? So I'm gonna ask you this. How long do you think a talking phase should last before it's time, like, to move to the next level?
I mean, I would say after, like, I think 6 months is, like, the cutoff. Like, at that moment, you should decide, you know, if you guys are going to actually be together or not. I mean, I'm not going to say that you're going to learn the most about that person in that time. They probably still put them on the front, but at that moment, you have to decide, are you going to continue either wasting your time or are you going to make something out of it? But the thing that you just said before, it just slipped my mind. You said it's a skill. What'd you say was a skill? Repeat what you said.
A skill, skill set. Communication is a skill set.
Yeah. So everything needs to be formed as a habit. You know, if you don't do it continuously, then you'll lose it. You know, obviously a habit is formed in 21 days or 3 weeks. That's what they say scientifically. So if you practice that same thing continuously, then you start to get used to it. But I think when people get into relationships or start talking to somebody, they bring baggage from either experiences they had or experiences that they know other people had prior to, and they bring it into that relationship. So that makes them not want to be kind of straight with that one person, you know, just be all about that person. They feel like at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want to do, so I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You know, I never was specific if I wanted to stay with you or not. Then we just kind of just doing our own thing. Or sometimes of my counterparts just think that they can do whatever they want to do, and the female has to be faithful to them and only them. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of shit about that. But
I mean, I'm currently talking to somebody, and I always tell her, like, I feel like I'm taking a risk, right? You know, I'm a risk at all, because, like, I've been hurt numerous times, but I always try not to bring what the last person did to me, you know, to something new. You feel me? Everybody's innocent till proven guilty. And I stand by that. I'm not sure if I'm like stupid for doing that, because it's like, well, damn, nigga, you ain't closing the wound. You know, it's like you pouring alcohol on it. But I don't know. This person might be my soulmate, my twin flame. You know, so why would I be shut off? And then on top of the fact that she already proved herself to me that she's a good ass person. You know what I mean? Right. So I don't see no problem with, you know, me go ahead and take that risk. You know, I'll open the door for her to hurt me, but I don't. In my mind, I don't see that right now. But I could also say I didn't see that in the other relationships either. You know? So, I mean, it's the talking phase is tricky. I'll agree. I think 6 months is a long time and a good amount of time to kind of like, okay, know if I want to be with somebody or not. You know, but I just feel like when that relationship starts, and then like the questions you or like the things you learn about people while you going through this talking phase, because I need to know, okay, so if we were to get together, what's, you know, is marriage the goal? You know, like,
right.
What about owning businesses? Do you want to start your own business? Or are you trying to, you know, travel? What exactly, what's the point?
What's your credit score?
Credit score. I mean, even credit score. Credit score. Even if your credit score ain't good, do you plan on fixing it?
Right. That's,
you know. Yeah. You know. It's like certain questions people gotta ask. People be so quick to have sex. It's okay. Are you feel me? I ain't gonna lie. You know, niggas got busy quickly before. But
oh, yeah, you the ho ho.
You know, on my Santa Claus mode. But it's cool. You know, I ain't knocking nobody, you know, who has sex with the first day or whatever. You know, it happens. I know I heard the stories, people have sex the first day with the person they're married to. So yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, what's the point though? You feel me? It's like, you know, I need to know these things before I continue wasting my time. Because one thing, you know, time is very valuable to me. Time is worth more than money. That's some shit I can't get back. I can go lose $300 and I can get paid next week. But you waste my time, I'll be wanting to whoop your ass.
Yeah, that's a big factor. But to go back to what we were talking about earlier before, I mean, a good thing I gave advice to you about when you're going through your hardships with your relationship, I always said, because people get this mindset of like, once they were hurt, they always say, I'm going to change. I'm going to make sure the next time I don't do this and do that. And I've always said, once you start to change that good part of you, you stop becoming the person that people want. And so that's something that you always have to think and keep in mind, that, you know, don't change you. If you know, if you've done everything that you could do in that relationship and it still went back, it does not matter. It's all right. You can find that person. It'll be good. So keep it moving, be yourself, and let it come natural.
I mean, the fact that you brought it up, I feel a little story time coming up.
Go ahead.
Okay. Long story short, I was talking to this girl. I'm not going to say no names because I don't know who's going to listen to it. And I don't want no smoke. Neither do that. But long story short, I was talking to a girl. She was straight. That's something I noticed. I tend to talk to straight girls, but you feel me? I got that charm. You know, I shan. But I know she was straight, really. But, you know, she was attracted to me. We was talking. You know, we did the whole nine, whatever. We was never together. And that's that tricky part I was talking about with talking. It's like, you know, we declared we was talking, but I guess since we didn't have no title, it was okay for her, quote unquote, to go talk to, you know, Bill, Jack, and John. But, you know, as soon as I do something, it's a problem. I'm not sure if it's the masculinity of my role in our situation. I don't know. But she was just talking to different people, and I felt like I put my 100% into it because I wanted to be with her. I thought she was great, the person she presented herself to be, you know. And that's like what you said, Larry, like putting on the front. She put on the front, like she was this, that, and the third. But it was we created a habit, you know. We was on like a schedule, you know. Every day we did this and that. I mean, I'm the spontaneous one, so I kind of took control of everything. So I feel like I did more within that, I don't know what to call it, a situationship. I did more in that situationship than she did. So when it came down to it, towards the end, she ended up choosing somebody else over me. I put in maybe, it was like two, Like, we wasn't talking for 2 years. We was on and off. Like, we was cool friends, and then we was talking stuff. I had to, like, sum it all up. We was probably talking for about, you know, a straight year. And, you know, I felt like she owed me something, because I did all this, you know, I was helping with bills. Like, you know, I just did the ultimate most for this chick, emotionally, physically, mentally. And you chose over me, you know? So then, like, it did. It sent me into a depression, because I was like, damn, like, at the time, I didn't see enough of myself, you know? And, you know, I wanted her to see me. But I had to take a lot of time to myself and reevaluate what I was doing. You know, so we stopped talking, whatever, you know, you chose who you chose, whatever. And I had, you know, I was kind of like left, like, damn, like, you know, we had a schedule going on. So now I had to find who I was without her, which I should have knew who I was before her and had a solid foundation before her. Two unhappy people together would never work.
Right.
I wasn't happy with myself. She wasn't happy with herself. She didn't know who she was. I didn't know who I was. It was just a fucking empty box, you know? So long story short, now I am like, you know, like I said, I'm talking to somebody. I'm a happier place. I'm a whole person. I, God forbid, if me and the person I'm talking to, we were to stop talking, I would be okay, because I understand my happiness. I understand that I am happy without somebody. I'm happy whole. Being Miari. So relationships is hard. The talking phase is something else. Like that's like the trickiest part of a relationship. Like, that is the interview process, simply to me. And then, like, you know, marriage doesn't mean the same anymore today.
Right. Well, I have somebody to introduce. My lovely wife. She's just gonna say hi. But she's here.
Say something.
Hi, I'm
What's
Cheyenne.
Up, Cheyenne?
I'm Cheyenne, aka Shy.
Larry's wife.
Yeah, aka Larry's wife. What give me up to beat. What are you guys talking about so far?
No, I just gave him, like, you know, some story time about, you know, the previous person I was talking to. No name, Shy. Okay. But, you know, I was just telling him, you know, about how I was not happy as a person and trying to be with somebody else that's not happy as a person. So I just gave him my story time. We talk about relationships, marriage. I was just about to get on another topic, like how marriage doesn't really mean much in our generation like it did, like, in, like, the 60s and, you know, the 50s and stuff, you know what I mean? So what's your thoughts on marriage today?
My thoughts on marriage today is that it's not a fairy tale. I feel like as a woman, a lot of women like to think of marriage as a fairy tale, you know, like, oh, I can't wait to get married. It's gonna be great, you know, like, oh, like Cinderella. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like that. Marriage is hard. You have to have a lot of understanding of another. If you're married to a man, what I'm trying to do is trying to understand the male mind. We are not the same. Whether you like to say, think it or not, we are not the same. Women think completely different than men. And to live with a man and marry and be married to a man and be committed to a man, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of communication, trust. Men are logical thinkers, whatever that means. us women, we're emotional. At least I am. I'm very emotional. And if I always thought, like, if whoever I ended up with was gonna have some type of mental connection to me, you know, if that makes sense. Where, like, almost like he can read my mind but know what I'm feeling, you know. And
I can read your mind.
Exactly.
I know what you're thinking. That's what I saw it up.
But in all reality, we're not mind readers. You just really have to communicate how you feel in a relationship. Even if it feels like you're afraid of what they're going to say or think, once you communicate and you get to the situation of how you're feeling, and that person either starts treating you different or they understand, at least you got to the center of the core of the situation, if that makes sense. And if that person doesn't respect you because of what your thoughts are, then that person doesn't really, really love you. I feel like it's all, I don't know, I can't explain it, but you know, it's a lot. It's not as easy. It's hard. It's a lot of work. And I feel like now our generation now just kind of misunderstood love. I feel like love is something that needs to be more taught of, instead of throwing, you know, your kids and the people that you are, you know, around into it. Like, oh yeah, you have a boyfriend. Okay, that's fine. But it's just, there's more to it than just dating and talking and you know, feeling some type of way. Love is so, I don't know. Love is just, it's hard. It's not easy. It's not a feeling. It's not any of those things that you think it is or that you imagine it is. It's a lot of hard work.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you too. I'm going to answer it as well. And I think that's how we should end it. What does love mean to y'all? Like, the definition, if you're like, I would like, Cheyenne, define love.
Love is commitment. Love is choice. I learned that from Larry. It's a choice. And it's honesty and trust. Also, you got to know yourself in order to love somebody else.
Definitely, I agree with that.
All right. Yeah, just to piggyback on that, definitely I feel like love is a choice. It is definitely emotion as well, but if you're in a relationship for a long time, you realize that you're going to really go through some tough times, and you got to reevaluate how much you love this person, how much you feel they are compatible with you, and if relationships will continue to grow and get better and things like that. Sometimes people, I feel, give up too soon, and at that moment it's a choice, right? It's everything's new to somebody, and being in a relationship or being married or any of that, it's a new feeling, so you don't necessarily know how to act, right? So there's going to become a time where it's a choice to love somebody, right, along with emotions and things like that. But that's all about experience. You have to experience that for yourself. Be married, have your own household, and you'll realize what all our old heads would say or things we see, and how it can really be. But love is definitely fun as well. I mean, it's like a bittersweet thing. You love to come home to that person. I love to see that person, no matter how much you feel like I don't always show it. it's definitely fun, you know. You create something together that nobody else can take from you.
But you always get irritated with that person. There's always going to be those person's flaws that you're not going to like, or that irritates you.
Yeah.
But that's the point, you know.
Okay. Well, let's see.
What you got?
I don't know if I could top that. Y'all over there love Jones and shit. For me, I don't even think I've really been in love. I thought I was in love, but if I have to think of what being in love would be like, I feel like it would be a person I pray for more than myself. A person that I go to sleep thinking about, and the first person, you know, on my mind when I wake up. You know, we only have one life to live, and if I feel like this is the person I want to spend this one life I have with, I feel like that's my love. The fact love is a world full of emotions. Like you said, I'm sure you get irritated with the person that, you know, you do love. You're like, fuck, I hate that you do this shit, but I love you anyway. You know, type shit. I feel like love, being in love, is a love that you just can't get from nobody else but the person that you're in love with. And that is a goal of mine that I would love to feel, you know. I have not yet got it. And, you know, I'm taking my time. You know, I'm 25 years old, you feel me? I ain't no rush. Marriage is a goal of mine still, even with me being gay. I do want kids as well, because having a kid, that's a whole nother type of love too. But that's a whole nother segment. But yeah, love is love.
All is great.
God is great.
I think that was a great segment. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Show some support. Like, subscribe, share with whoever you can.
Your grandma, mama, sister, cat, fish, whoever got ears need to listen.
All that.
I don't think, fish don't have it.
Yeah.
Fish don't have ears.
Yeah, both said the same thing. But just know that we appreciate y'all for listening. And give some feedback. Always know that we welcome anybody that wants to add to our discussions or have something else to talk about. We would love to talk about that. But that is all from me.
Hey, how you feel? How you feel? How you feel?
What? Damn, hey. Fuck it up.
That is good. All right. But, all right, we out.
We out.